This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Short of It. As always, let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from His Word, Deuteronomy 31:8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. So let's talk about getting inspired. Over this past weekend, the Walk Away March happened here in DC, and I have to tell you, there was a great turnout, there was great energy, and it was so fun to be a part of. And of course, they had an awesome lineup of speakers, Scott Presler, Katie Hopkins, David Harris Jr., and just so many more. The main takeaway that I got from the event was not only to be inspired on that day, but be inspired to do something in the days that followed. Be inspired to do your part. Get excited again about America. And I love that. I think that's what America needs, because the left is attacking our joy at every single opportunity. And I love the fact that they say get out and do something. And we've talked a lot about that over the years on the podcast. And I can list out various things that I think are important for everyone to do. But what it really comes down to is, what is God calling you to do? Because He said that He would direct our path. And that's true. He will. What is He calling you to do? Big or small, it's all important. And also something to keep in mind is that no matter what happens with the election, win or lose, no matter who is going to be in the White House for the next 4 years, number one, God is still in control. Now, I do think that Trump is going to win the election in November, but I say this because when Trump contracted COVID and he had to go to Walter Reed, lots of people freaked out. But you know what also happened? A lot of people prayed, and that was so encouraging because I think that shows a shift in our culture, and I love to see that. Which brings me to my second point. Win or lose, the work doesn't stop. We've seen over the last, 3.5 years that President Trump can't save America all by himself. And goodness gracious, if Biden were happened to get in somehow by the Democrats cheating, then we would really have a lot of work to do. And of course, you have to have balance. It can't all be work, 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 work. You have to find your joy in the middle of the chaos. And we have to realize that, you know, this isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. We can't just all go back to sleep. And we have to take back our culture in every single area, with families, with school, with art, with entertainment, my gosh, with comedy, with books, with writing, with what we put out there. We have to bring back morals and common sense to America. So, what part of the culture are you going to help take back? And that's the short of it. Just a little business to take care of quickly before I go. If you would like to support our work, there's two easy ways to do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. If you would like to become a $2 patron, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. We appreciate all the support, y'all. All right, Patriots, signing off for now. See y'all next time.